This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome on and all to another edition of the Defo Show with Luby here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. The NBA season rolls on. We are finally in the play-in, and for the third straight year, the Miami Heat, one of the most consistent franchises in the NBA over the last two decades plus, finds themselves in the play-in tournament. For the third straight year, they will be playing the Chicago Bulls. The last 2 years, they've prevailed over the Bulls. After being horrendous against the Bulls all regular season, the Miami Heat will head up to Chicago to take on the Bulls Wednesday night. We talk with the one and only Ethan Scoop Skolnick, Mr. Five Reasons Sports Network, about the two play-in games to tip off the NBA play-in tournament, and then the next two play-in games that will involve the Miami Heat right here. As always, we talk our South Florida sports with the man who's founded the Five Reasons Sports Network, the one and only Ethan Scoop Skolnick. The Defo Show with Luby here on the Five Reasons Sports Network, talking play-in and beyond NBA now.
Pleasure to welcome this gentleman to the program. We have him up there. I mean, you could talk about a lot of guys that have been experts on the NBA over the years. I don't know. Is Scoop Luby the most impressive of guys?
Oh, come on.
NBA basketball. I mean,
I enjoy talking to him the most. But yeah. Look, we have NBA guys, and we love Howard Beck, and he worked with the Bleacher Report.
Do
a great job, but that's the thing.
Howard's my guy, by the way. You know I worked with Howard.
I know. You did show.
Yes, great.
Howard Beck, he knows his stuff. He's fantastic. But a lot of these guys, look, we used to talk to Wendy all the time. God rest his soul, Sekou Smith. Sekou Smith is the closest thing to Scoop where, like, they can do the reporting thing, but they can also let their guard down and joke a little. Like, the NBA guys, for some reason, are really, like, serious.
Yeah.
And, like, Scoop will laugh and joke and have fun with us. So I appreciate that he knows his stuff, and he also understands the show, as they say.
He could tell you who came off the bench to replace the Van Arsdales when they were in the back.
Not that old.
I love when he throws his stuff in there. Anyway, welcome to the show, Scoop. It's great to have you on, and a perfect
good
time to do so. As we have the NBA playoffs tipping off tonight, a couple of play-in games. Your general feeling about the play-in addition? I have mixed feelings about bastardizing playoffs by adding more teams, but at the same time, did it not make for some very interesting juxtapositions and pressure games, even right down to the last game of the regular season this year, especially out west?
Well, it did, although you would have had a lot of that anyway, in terms of jockeying for seeds. I guess my issue with it is when you have an 8 seed and a 9 seed that are separated by as many games as, say, we see in the West, right, where the 8 seed Memphis is like 5 or 6 games up on Sacramento and Dallas, who finished 9 and 10. I mean, Dallas traded Luka. They should automatically be disqualified any postseason competition. That's where, to me, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, you're going to have a team. It's kind of like the baseball thing where, you know, a couple of games and the team that won 30 more games than another team is out, or the NFL thing where they let the team with the worst record host because they won a division. Like, I feel like these are things that kind of mitigate the reduce the value of the regular season, you know, so that's kind of it. So But I mean, I don't hate it. I mean, you know, people say, well, the Heat made it out of the play-in. Yeah, to the finals. Yeah, but they would have been a playoff team anyway. So they were in the top eight. So it's not, we haven't seen a 10 seed advance to the playoffs yet. Now the Heat are trying to be the first. They're trying to eliminate Chicago for the third straight year. Is a very different Bulls team than they've seen the past couple of years. Play very differently. They play fast. There's no LaVine. There's no DeRozan. It's basically Josh Giddey and Kobe White and Vucevic. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But do I like it? I don't know. I really am torn on it. I know what they're trying to do, like what they're trying to do with the lottery. But teams are going to tank anyway. I would do something to reward teams for competing at the end of the year. And I don't feel like this quite does that.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't the play-in tournament be more significant? No, not the play-in. I mean, the in season tournament.
Well, who won that, by the way? I don't remember. Do you? I know the Lakers won last year. Did Milwaukee?
Was it Milwaukee? I don't know. It might have.
I think so.
I mean, talk about a ill-conceived idea. All right. Let me ask you this, too. I mean, is it starting to get annoying, all of these quantifiers that involve when Jimmy Butler's in the lineup for Golden State? Mm. And doesn't that make you root for a strong showing tonight as they take on the Grizz? That they get knocked out right away in the plane.
Well, here's the thing. I just did a podcast about this last night. All right. And they're 23-8 since they got Jimmy. Okay. There's no argument that he's made them better. Okay. With that being said, if you really look at the trade and what happened to the two teams afterwards, and I think this is why Miami felt comfortable making the move.
Yeah.
All Golden State really did was move up two spots. Because they probably, if you look at where they were trending without Jimmy, they were basically a 500 team. If they were a 500 team, with the way that Dallas and Phoenix dropped out, the worst that they would have finished, maybe even eight, and they finished seventh. So really, all that trading Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and this first-round pick did for them was bump them up two play-in spots. I mean, I guess if, you know, again, they played well with him, there's no question about it. But now they've got to pay him $122 million over the next 2 years when, A, you don't know that the honeymoon's going to last. Okay. He doesn't even seem to want to shoot anymore. So that's all cute for now, but we'll see as it goes forward. He's basically a free throw merchant, which, again, the Heat could use. So I'm not diminishing it, but I'm just saying going forward, he's clearly not taking the volume of shots that he took before. And also, the other two guys as part of that build are in their late 30s. So I'm just wondering what this is going to look like. Like, to me, if you're Golden State, to justify that trade, like, you have to get to, like, the conference finals one of the next 2 years, and at least, and give Steph a shot. And I don't see it. Now, I will say, if they can beat Memphis, which is no guarantee, I think that's a toss-up game. But if they can beat Memphis and get the seven, I don't really think Houston wants to see them, because the Rockets are really young, really talented, and really inexperienced for the most part. And Golden State's going to bring experience to that series. So I might even pick the Warriors, and then that puts them now the next round against Luka and the Lakers. I don't see it. But to me, the issue is if Golden State loses to Memphis, but then recovers, beats Sacramento or Dallas, then they'll beat which was what I think was probably going to happen. Then they'll be the eight, and they'll play OKC, and I don't see them winning that series either. So they got to win tonight, and then we'll see what happens. And then if they get to the second round and have a very competitive series, ESPN will be happy with the Lakers Golden State series. They won't cover anything else. the Lakers beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like there are ways for the Warriors to justify this trade, but not really. But then you look on the Heat side of this. And you say, okay, let's take two other scenarios other than the one that played out. Okay, let's take the scenario that Jimmy really competed for them throughout the season. I think the best case for the Heat would have been the five seed.
I was going to say four or five.
Yeah, I don't even think four, though, because Indiana won 50 games. I don't think the Heat would have been a 50-win team. I think the Heat could have maybe finished ahead of Milwaukee because of Dame's situation, their slow start, maybe finished ahead of Detroit. So say best case scenario, five, probably six, okay? The Jimmy that they got, though, if they don't trade him,
oh, no,
the best case scenario for the Heat was 7 or 8 anyway. And so they dropped to 10. So, like, what's the difference? Like, this is my whole thing is like, and what did they get out of? Well, they got Wiggins. We'll see how that plays out. Kyle Anderson's been helpful. They got Davion Mitchell, who they obviously want to keep, and they got him in this other trade. And they got this pick, which right now would be the 18th pick in the draft from Golden State, and also protects them in case they make the playoffs. So I think as we start to peel back now and say, okay, what actually happened in this trade? Yes, the Warriors got better, the Heat got worse. But did the Heat get worse enough, and did the Warriors get better enough that it made the compensation worth it for one side or the other? And it's looking to me like the Heat ultimately will benefit more from that trade. But I again, time will tell, and we'll see how far Jimmy can help Steph get in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I thought the Heat did very well to recoup what they did for Jimmy Butler. They had no leverage at that point. I mean, they're suspending him every game. He's more sour than any loaf of bread you could get in San Francisco. Which, and by the way, I don't know. I remember when Luby and I were there covering a Super Bowl. I was somewhat stunned. You knew that it was expensive to live there. But you were looking at, you know, like studio apartments that were being featured as this is a real steal of a deal above like a meth lab somewhere in a slimy section of the city. And it was like $5,300 a month. Share a bathroom and all that. And the tickets tonight for this playing game are like $130 they start at, as compared to Orlando, $37 to get a playoff ticket in Mickey Mouse Land. So,
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, the cost of living there is definitely exceptional.
No, it's insane.
So we'll see if Jimmy Butler doesn't sour out before the 2 years are up. But I think most people here in South Florida, the fans were more than happy to kiss him goodbye at that stage. It was interesting. I'm sure you were at the night that he came back with Golden State. And I was duped into betting the over, figuring he was going to, you know, go into one of these macho man modes and just say, me, Jimmy, I show you what I can do. And he was completely meek. I think he had 11 points. I was destroyed by halftime in that one. But, we'll see if that sustains itself. It'll be interesting. What team? I mean, we know the NBA, Scoop Skolnick, is a chalk league. Are there any teams? I mean, you would look east and say probably Boston, Cleveland, certainly in there with a shot. I don't know who else really has a legitimate chance. Some are speculating maybe Milwaukee. I don't know why I don't see that. And Oklahoma City looks to be far and away the best in the West, as you mentioned. Are there any teams? The Clippers are hot right now.
Yeah. I would look at them. I would look at them as a dark horse right now. I think, well, let's start with the East. I really am having, could the Knicks get things together and beat Boston? Maybe. I think they have the wings to do it, but I also think they're worn out, and they are like 0-10 against the best teams in the league this year, so I'm not really seeing it. I'm Milwaukee, Indiana. I think Giannis can get through that series because of Indiana's play style. I don't think Milwaukee can get much further, although Giannis against the world, you know, against Cleveland, maybe. We've seen these complementary teams like Cleveland. I go back to Atlanta a few years ago. Sometimes they fall apart in the playoffs, and the one-man band like the LeBron or the Giannis can take them down, so I guess it's possible. I don't really see Detroit making noise this year. I think those who think Detroit's going to beat New York, I think, are wrong, actually. I know that's like the hot pick right now, and Cade's great, but I don't think they have enough at this moment to beat the Knicks. I think that the experience will matter in that series. So I like the Knicks. So really, I think you're looking at Boston, Cleveland, most likely in the Eastern Finals. And you're looking at Boston beating Cleveland, even without home court advantage. So I think if you're looking for drama, I don't really see it there. Now, in the West is a little more interesting because of OKC's relative inexperience. They have a little more, obviously, after going through the playoffs last year. They're not a finished product yet. They're going to be a behemoth as they continue to add these picks and add these players to the group. But I don't, even though they rolled through the regular season, I don't consider them chalk in the West in the playoffs. I would have more confidence in Denver. I don't know how they're going to ride that coaching change. And that first round matchup, Denver Clippers, is that's a beast. The Clippers, look, I'll say this. If Kawhi stays healthy, but you cannot count on that, okay?
That's a giant Kawhi, name, right? I
mean, if Kawhi stays healthy,
he's the eye chart.
Yeah, he's top three in the league two-way still. If he can stay healthy, and the problem is you need his playoff rising to counteract Harden's playoff falling. That's going to happen. And yeah, I got to give him credit.
That's an annual affair.
Yes. Now, he's had a great year. Okay, he really has. And Zubac has had a tremendous year. Norm Powell's had a tremendous year. Ty Lue's a really good coach. That I wouldn't want to face that team. I know that people are looking at the Lakers as the hot pick. I don't know if they defend well enough. I kind of worry about LeBron having an ankle injury here or there that keeps him out of game in the postseason. I mean, the thing about Luka is, yes, he's going to have big, but he also doesn't guard. And so I'm curious to see how he and Reeves a better defender than him, but how they handle the defensive assignments as they go forward. Like I said, I don't have a ton of faith in Houston this year. I feel like Houston's one consolidation trade of their youth away from getting a lead guy. I still don't see the lead guy there. But the West playoffs will be interesting. I don't think it's OKC chalk. I don't. I mean, even Minnesota, if Ant, you know, has one of those on fire moments against the Lakers and gets through that series, then I could see the Wolves back in the conference finals too. So there's a lot of teams to look at in the West. I think in the East, it's Boston, Cleveland, and New York has to be right. That's the only way that I think that they really slip in there.
And our friend George is asking a lot of Heat questions, so we'll try and get to those.
Yep.
You brought up Denver, and it's interesting. Like 2 years ago, that when they finally were healthy, we saw them go right through the playoffs, and the Heat flirted with them a little bit, but it felt like they were just playing with the Heat, and one in six won their NBA championship. And sort of Jokic, who had been this great player, finally got his moment where now people won't question, you know, him and his greatness because he may win another MVP this year. And then the last years have gone back to being injured.
Right.
What I still don't know what the hell happened with the GM coach situation and what happened to them, because even this year with all their stuff, you always looked at them like they could be that team. Now you're saying it's the Clippers. Right. They could be that team. They have Jokic. They have a lot of talent. Mm. They did it 2 years ago. Is it injury? Like, what the hell happened to them this year? Like,
No. I mean, they weren't bad. They were the fourth seed. I just think they got tired of Malone's voice. That's what it sounds like. He was there for 10 years. It was kind of well known that Malone and the GM, Calvin Booth, didn't really get along. Calvin Booth had a philosophy of he's kind of taking these late first round picks and then using them to replace the players that were lost, whether they lost Bruce Brown or KCP. And they plugged in these other guys. The young guys haven't really popped. And I think Westbrook was used as a Band-Aid for a rotation spot they didn't have. And we know that always there's good moments with that. And there's a string of the season where like, oh, see, you doubted Russ. And there's another string of the season where it's like, he's torching your offense. And so I feel like that's kind of what happened here. Christian Braun's been really good for them. And they have with Jokic. And if Murray's health, look, Murray to me is the X factor for them. When he's healthy and playing well, they can beat anybody. I just think, I mean, that's a seven-game series. Like the West, traditionally over the past 25 years, since it's been the better conference, basically since I've been alive, the West always has this one or two series that are just like, man. Like I remember back in when Sacramento had the Weber teams, and Dallas had Nash and Nowitzki at that point. This was before Nash went to Phoenix. They had some series. The Dallas Phoenix. There's always been series out there. Golden State, San Antonio, those were great. Obviously, Golden State, I mean, the Lakers and San Antonio going way back. This year, to me, it's that Clippers-Denver series. I think that is really, really compelling. I mean, if you have Jokic...
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Tompounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's FORHERS.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Playing at the top of his game, and you have Kawhi playing on the top of his game, and you add in Harden and Zubats and Murray and Michael Porter Jr. like that, Aaron Gordon, like that's a series. So I think that's going 7. I think if Denver gets out of it, I don't think OKC wants to see them. I don't think that's a good matchup for the Thunder. And I, you know, by the way, I think Shea is going to be the MVP. I don't think it's going to be Jokic. I think it's going to be Shea. I think there's a little fatigue with Jokic, and you can make the case Shea's the best player on the best team, but
he had a great year.
He had a great year, but I think that's probably where it's going. But yeah, I think Denver's dangerous. That Western Conference, that's why I'm saying, like, adding Jimmy, yes, I get it. I know why you want to give Steph a chance. But, like, you increased your odds from, like, 3% to 10% to getting out of the conference. It's not – I mean, you're saying, okay, you're going to get playoff Jimmy, but what is playoff Jimmy if you get playoff Kawhi, if you get playoff Shea, if you get playoff Jokic, if you get playoff LeBron and Luka? Like, you know what I'm saying? You just gave yourself a little more ammunition in an arms race is what you did. But you didn't guarantee anything at all. And so I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Does seem like a stretch that they would be there. I kept hearing as you were referencing Westbrook. And by the way, I mean, when you're talking about the MVP, Westbrook, one of three guys now with Jokic, who did it this year to average a triple-double, going all the way back to the big O, Oscar Robertson, the only other person to do it. Westbrook, I believe, did it twice for the season. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty amazing. So we know he's capable, and yet you can't help but hear the announcer, going, look at Westbrook. I tell you what, he's really struggling tonight. 2 for 12 from the field, 0 for 6 from 3-point range, and with 7 turnovers. So he's capable, as you said, of being really bad. And there was written about that maybe that was at the core of the rift between Malone and the general manager. Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird? I mean, you had two teams that had winning records and potential for the playoffs. Both fire their coach at the tail end of the regular season.
Yeah. Well, and it shows you. I mean, I haven't even mentioned Memphis, and I thought they were a threat too at one point.
Yeah.
Now they're coming out of the 8th seed. I just think teams are very they're not going to take a lot of time these days, again, because the West is so competitive. I think in the East you let that roll. But in the West, Denver, Memphis, like if you don't feel the vibe is right, you make a change. And again, it just speaks to how Spoelstra has, kind of endured all along when we see these other coaches are basically going to be changed. I mean, Taylor Jenkins will be hired next year. Malone will be hired next year if he wants to be. Bud won't be hired. He's making $10 million for the next 3 years. Phoenix fires a coach every season. But it also shows you that just adding star players isn't enough. I mean, Phoenix did it. Ishbia talked about it. Now they're the only team in the league that is not in the playoffs to play in or have a draft pick. And now they have to move Durant just to kind of get things financially stable. So for Heat fans who want them, just spend. Okay, look at Phoenix. That's what happens when you spend. Mm-hmm.
All right. So George brought up a slew of Heat stuff, and we do love getting into our Heat stuff with you, as you are our favorite Heat guy. And we know Ira does a great job. A lot of people do, but we love talking Miami Heat with you. He brought up Hero, which is interesting because Hero finally had the season we all were hoping for. Everyone else, sort of, Jovic and Hakez, did not. Yeah. But right. Hero did, and Bam, by the end of the year, was as aggressive as I could ask for him. Like, he was consistent by the end of the year. And Ware actually was more than – I mean, I just want him to be on the court this year. He was actually a rotation this year. So are there still thoughts of Hero being – like, he's talking about before the next payday. Like, to me, he's on as affordable a deal as you get in, these days in the NBA. Like,
well, right now.
He's too young. Yeah, yeah. And I get it. And he had an all-star year, and he's deserving of most improved and all those things. Like – what is the future for now? I don't want to lose Hero. Like, what?
I know
Hero now. Like,
I know a lot of people have flipped on this. Well, look, first thing, a lot of it comes down to the extension, and he doesn't have to ask for the extension this offseason. He could ask for it after. Now, typically players will ask for it before. I remember we had this debate about Bam, not for this extension, but for the one before it. And the idea was, well, if he waited, they had a better shot to get Giannis, and they had the same agent. He asked for it right away. Now, Tyler has this thing where if he's all NBA, it makes sense for him to wait to ask for it. But he didn't make all NBA this year, any of the three teams, or he's not going to. You look at all the polls, and I get it, even though he was an all-star. And even while going, 24-5-5 on very, very efficient shooting, he still wasn't that. So he may ask for it right away. And I think that's where the question becomes. I mean, I think that what executives have kind of learned is you don't necessarily have to max someone just because you can. Mm. And we saw that with Brandon Ingram in New Orleans. Now, David Griffin just lost his job, and some of it was Ingram and Zion never being able to get on the court together before he traded Ingram. But you don't have to offer him the $50 million. Like, could you offer Tyler $35 a year and see if he takes it? And then so to me, it's kind of throwing the offer out there and then seeing – whether he takes it or is insulted by it or is this or is that. And then if he is, then you have to explore a trade. Now, you don't want to be in this same situation, particularly because of what just went down with Jimmy. I don't think the fans would react the same way they would with Jimmy, because a lot of the fans who were upset about Jimmy not getting his extension offer were actually anti-Hero fans, okay, because they felt that Tyler and Bam, you know, getting their money or getting their touches was getting in the way of the Heat prioritizing the guy who got into the finals. So there's a lot of elements at play here, but I think you make Tyler a 3-year, $110 million offer, something along those lines, rather than whatever is the $150, and you see where it is and you try to come to some kind of a compromise. I think Tyler can be the second scorer on a really good team. The problem is if you overpay him or you pay him too much along with paying Bam, then you can't afford the first scorer.
Yep.
So that becomes the question there. So that's it. I see our guy Sarney with local fans stop watching the NBA after the Heat is eliminated. I think in the East they will. Hey, Jim, by the way. I think in the East they will. I think the West games will be compelling, but we definitely see our numbers drop off when the Heat are out. It's been a rough year. Sarney asked if the Panthers will repeat. I say yes. So there you go.
Really?
Even starting on the road. Yeah.
You have a tough – yeah, that's the end of
it's
the
tough. Season. It's hard. Tough.
Anything can happen, man. Hockey is
the one. Well, it's
Bob. Yeah.
Kachuk will be back for the playoffs, right? Like, isn't that the whole thing?
It looks like for game one and Ekblad for game three. And if you start to put these guys now, there's going to be a little bit of buildup period for both. Although Kachuk, you know, Ekblad's been healthy. It's just been suspension. But, I mean, if you look at their collection of players, like I think they have a better roster than last year. So it's just a question of if Bob steps up. But anyway, that's a side note.
I like they start with a bloodbath right away. Yeah. It's the only in-state rivalry that ever evolved outside of the college level. Nobody cares if the Heat play the Magic, do they?
Although they might on Friday, Defoe. They might on Friday.
Maybe, but that's one of those things. There are a lot of empty seats there. It doesn't matter where they're playing. Tampa Rays and Marlins never really amounted to much. Nobody cares if Tampa and the Dolphins are playing. Jacksonville certainly is no draw. So, no in-state rivalries except this one. which turned out to be a brutal bloodbath throughout the year. So good way to start out. All right, real quickly here, I got about a minute left, but we want to get your weigh-in on a couple of awards here that I've been studying, not necessarily from a betting standpoint. I don't want to imply that there's any degenerate gambling involved in this, but and who could bet on things that are voted on? But MVP, are you going SGA or Jokic? Oh, you mentioned that SGA probably gets it.
Yeah, I think he probably gets it, although I would go for Jokic, but I think SGA likely gets it.
Here's the one I'm concerned with. Coach of the Year. I'm very concerned. I read a panel of experts, a cross-section of various NBA celebrity types, and no mention of my man J.B. Bickerstaff, who I was taking at 9-1 at one point. It seemed to boil down to him or Atkinson. Ime Udoka certainly made an account for himself. Yeah. I didn't realize the Rockets finished second in the West, but albeit a distant one. Could you not give this thing? They tripled their win total without doing anything successful in the offseason, and you're saying they're in there with a shot against the vaunted New York Knickerbockers, my friend.
Yeah, I think you can make a definite case for JB. I think what kind of hurts JB in a weird way is the fact that Atkinson took over JB's old team and led them to first in the East, which I don't know if that's in the back of voters' minds, but I considered it. I think it's Atkinson, but I can make a case for JB or Udoka or honestly, even Ty Lue, I think getting them to five in their situation, I think in the Western Conference. But I think that's hurting JB. It's like, well, he's a great coach, but wait a second. He left Cleveland and they improved by 20 games. So I think that's part of it too, Defoe.
Well, and they've been pretty much bell to bell. I mean, they might have faltered a little bit there at the very end when it didn't matter so much. But, from the opening whistle there to start the season, Cleveland's been magnificent, and so has Oklahoma City. So, all right, you're saying it's wide open in the West, Cleveland probably, and Boston squaring off in the Eastern Conference. And you would not give Coach of the Year to J.B. Bickerstaff because clearly, he was inept when he had the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's right. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm accounting for that, Defoe. I'm saying they are. That's all.
Yeah, no, that makes some sense. All right, Five Reasons Sports Network. You guys must be going crazy here with this playing game and the magnitude of this.
So huge. It's just like – yeah, we'll have a pop-up.
Are people into it at all? I mean, Luby, you know he's a diehard local team fan.
Not much.
I mean, he doesn't care. He's already dismissed it as being insignificant. And I don't know that it ever got to the point where you're saying, we'd have been better off out of the playoffs. I'm never a fan of that approach and used to be very critical of callers who would suggest that was a good idea. I don't know. I mean, are you sensing any kind of – you deal with the most diehard of local fans here on Five Reasons. What are you sensing from the crowd out there?
I mean, I think they want – most of them want the season to be over with. Honestly, I would like to be – I'd like to be more positive about it. But I this has been a long year. This is 37 wins, and I mean, we did post games for all 82 games. Including ones that they dropped 25-point leads, called timeouts they didn't have. It's been a rough watch. we devote ourselves to being very comprehensive on that team, and when that team is bad, it's rough. You know, they're supposed to be our respite from the Dolphins, and unfortunately, that was not the case this year. So, for me, I mean, we'll make a little more money if they have play a first round series. So, yay! But other than that, I'm ready to I'm ready for this thing to be over.
Like a nagging Jewish mother. It was draining, the whole Jimmy Butler thing, wasn't it?
It was. That was the one, looking back, that was the one interesting month, I suppose. That other than that, that was not a whole lot there. Not a whole lot there.
Yeah, I mean, you're waiting to see. What is Riley going to counter with? Suspensions, solitary confinement. I don't know. I guess, in this country, it's impossible. All right, Ethan, always a pleasure. Five Reasons Sports Network. Just log on there. You'll get, I would imagine pretty soon you'll be turning your attention to the Panthers and the NHL playoffs, which should be very, very wildly entertaining, I hope.
Yes.
All right, Scoop, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks.
Ethan Scoop Skolnick, man.
True. It's not a joke. I know Ethan laughs because there are a lot of great people that cover the NBA, and a lot of great people to cover the Miami Heat. He's done both for decades. He's also covered the Dolphins, covered the Panthers, covered the Marlins. So we love talking all things South Florida sports with Ethan, as we call him, Scoop Skolnick. But his crux, he has a great relationship with the organization. He does treat them well, but he also is very honest about them with the Miami Heat. And when it comes to Miami Heat, he's fantastic. When it comes to the NBA, he's fantastic. So he's one of our go-to guys and gals that we love talking NBA with, talking to Miami Heat. It's going to be a very interesting play, and I think they can get past the Bulls. I just don't know if the Miami Heat get past either the Magic or the Atlanta Hawks. Two teams, they played well in the regular season, but this the Heat, the last 2-3 weeks, have just been all over the place. It's been a really tough year. Getting into the playoffs, look, if they're a 7 or an 8, I don't see them doing anything against the Cavs or Celtics. But again, as a Heat fan, I've always rooted for them to go on, because as we saw 2 years ago, I was ready for that season to end. It was a disastrous season. They lost to the Hawks in the play-in. They were struggling with the Bulls in the play-in and found a way to win, and then went on a run that got them into the NBA Finals and even took a game, almost 2 games in the NBA Finals against the then Denver Nuggets, who became NBA champions. So you never know. It's just been a tumultuous year. It's been a year where you thought you'd get the best of Jimmy Butler. You thought you'd have the Heat challenging for a top 4 or 5 seed and possibly getting into a second round or a conference finals series. And then Butler just was non-existent, and then a baby, and then ridiculous, and now is in a Golden State Warriors uniform. So who knows what to look for the Miami Heat? Who knows what to look for in the play-in and even the playoffs? Ethan opened my eyes to the Western Conference because I thought it was the Thunder or bust, but the Clippers, the Nuggets, the T-Wolves, there's a lot of talent out West that could, the Lakers, Warriors, could find their way into a matchup against the Thunder. And they are still a young team, as successful as they've been the last 2 years, as much as they run away with the Western Conference, winning by double digits this year in the regular season, getting the number one seed. They are still a young club with a lot of draft picks that are only going to get, he used the word behemoth, he's not wrong, they're only going to get better, actually, as scary as that is, seeing they're the overall number one seed in the NBA. Out East, it does feel like it's a two-horse race, the Celtics, the Cavs. People want to just run to the Celtics side. The Celtics got a lot of breaks last year, and people forget that. Celtics literally had one of the easier routes, as every team they faced had their number one or number two or both hurt all the way, even into the finals when both Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic at that time with the Dallas Mavericks were very hurt, very banged up, and the Celtics were pretty healthy for a team that made it that long. We'll see if that's the case. The Cavs do have Jared Allen this year, do have Donovan Mitchell, who's been one of the best players in the NBA this season, and have Darius Garland and Evan Mobley into another year with playoff experience. I think the Cavs have a legit shot. We will definitely talk lots of playoffs and beyond, and lots of Miami Heat into the playoffs or not into the offseason here. Check us out each and every morning on South Florida Live with the Devo Show with Luby, and check us out with our South Florida skewed content, the Devo Show with Luby, here on the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Hey, folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food. Amazing atmosphere. Good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched. Steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on-site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you.
you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Get prescribed. Your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.